Doug Carter, what work have you done in the seminar business briefly?
Well, in the last 39 years, I've been involved in a lot of different ways. I was a regional manager for the Western United States and Canada for Dale Carnegie. I've had four partnerships with Michael Gerber, the author of the book, The E-Myth, How Most Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. And one of the more interesting things I did was I was the chief executive officer for Anthony Robbins in Robbins Research.
That's where we met. Doug, what work did I do for Tony Robbins?
Well, what I remember that you did for Tony Robbins was that when you got the call to come over and take a look at the operation, they had virtually nothing in place from a sales standpoint. Now, there was, wasn't exactly nothing, but it was close. The systems that they had were few and far between, and the results showed it with some very up and down sales efforts and up and down sales revenue. And my memory of what you did was you came in and created a system that really made sense, where there would be regional sales managers at any given time. We could, when I started, there were four. I think you ended up training 10 or 12 over the time period that we're together. And each one of those regional salespeople or sales managers would have anywhere from 2 to 10 or 12 salespeople go into a community. It was all systemized. You put that whole system together where you could go into a town like Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Seattle, name any of the larger markets, and divide the town up into the types of, or to where you can recognize the types of clients that you want, and then send people out and have them do a series of workshops across the community and generate hundreds, in a couple cases, over 1,000 different people. Yeah, what you brought to that operation in a very short period of time from the time you started was a sense of grounding, a sense of purpose, a sense of professionalism. This is how we do it here. I don't remember the actual number of what happened with the income. What I do remember is that sales doubled, and I believe it was 74 days. It was phenomenal. And what's really interesting about this is that many of the people that you trained are still in the field. They're still in the training industry. And I think a lot of it has to do with the professionalism and the skills and tools that you taught them.
Well, thanks, Art. Any closing thoughts you have, Doug?
If I were talking to somebody personally, and I'm willing to do this, I would tell them that there are a couple of key strengths that you have that not everybody has. One is you're able to drill down inside of an organization, you know, by talking to people and running a couple programs to really identify what the people you're working with. It's not just what they need; it's what they need in order to get the results they have. And then the second part of that, you know, there are many people that can find out what it is, but they don't have the skill to do anything about it. You do. You know, you've got the track record. I'm still surprised by some of the interesting companies you've worked with, where it seems like you can go into any organization, identify what they need and want, and then create a program that helps them deliver the results that they want in a personal, professional manner, something that I think that most people would be proud of.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for your time today.